Okay, good evening everybody, and we are going to complete the the past few weeks we've been talking about the different time periods of Shabbos, each being unique, each having different unique tefillos, each having a different avodah, and actually climaxing at Shal Shudas. Sometimes people think you start with a bang with Shabbos, and that's true, you start with a bang, but that it only intensifies throughout Shabbos. We discussed that Shal Shudas, which is our Anpin, which is a very high level. And then last week, we went to Musaf. But we're going to swing back just to finish this whole chelek, all the section, with Rava de Rava. Rava de Rava. Rava de Rava means, actually, Rava is the translation in Aramaic of Rotzen, the will of wills. Says Rav Pinkus, Zman Mincha Shabbos, the tzeit, the Zman, the time of Shabbos, of Mincha and Shabbos, and Suda Shlishis, Shal Shudas, is Nikroim Eloshin Chazal, is called in Chazal, the words of our sages, Rava de Rava, Rotzen Haratzonos, the will of wills. Move on, She'inyin Remez, what does that mean? Rava de Rava, the will of wills, what does that mean? It's understood that it means that in this Rava de Rava, this will of wills, you know, the depths of Sisrei Torah, of the Kabbalistic ideas of the Torah. Aval nanasa, let's just attempt ktsas, abyssal, a little bit. Lefarish, to elucidate, is a devarim gamal derech hapshat, to explain it just on a simple level. Hinei abriya v'chol asher ba, the creation and everything in it, nimsayim b'metzias, b'nei shekach hu ritzonei yisparach, al kol davar shiakach l'kach. Everything is found, Hashem wanted lions to be like lions, and donkeys to be like donkeys, and eyes to be like eyes, and trees to be like trees. Everything is there because Hashem wants it. Nimsa sha'olam shumigavin evrayim shayim Hashem. The world, which is comprised of trillions and many trillions of different species and attributes and aspects. V'darchei hashkacha mespartas v'beravavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav unique, right? I just got a few weeks ago decided to do it, and I'm very happy I did it. I flew with it to the Lupyanka Chasana. Actually, I had two Chasanas this past week, so back to back. And I got my global entry, which is TSA also. What a gavalda kazakh. I highly recommend it, especially if you travel. And you should have done it a long time ago. But now that I did that, you know, the fingerprinting, why are they fingerprinting? Because everyone's unique.
Right.
Every human being is unique. So everywhere that Hashem wants, and Hashem, that's what Hashem desires, that every human being, every animal, and all the animals have different distinctions in the animal kingdom, in the plant kingdom, and all the different foliages out there, and microscopic things, etc. So, and it's all divine will. And even in human attributes, simcha khan, some things are happy, some things are sad, some things are light, orakan, this is light, this is chayshech. Kedusha, there's places in the world of tremendous holiness, and Toma, there's places of tremendous impurity. Vakol, and everything is kirtsoino mispark, according to Hashem's will. Bechol davar v'davar, every single thing. Kumoshu, nimsa ha'olam kulur etzayis rabim, megavim shoinim zemezev. Different things, right? We have to teach them people in these dumb Ivy League universities. Hashem created boys, they're supposed to be boys, they're created girls. They're supposed to be girls. Wow, and you know, and different things like that, like things like it should be simple. If you go looking of all Hashem's wills, what are Hashem's wills in this world? There's something klali. Was there some ultimate will of Hashem? She has siba lekol haratzainus, which is the reason for all of the catalyst. For all other the desires of Hashem, al ze amru Chazal. On this, the Talmud says in Brachas Samach 60, called the Avir Rachman Tavavid. Whatever Hashem does, the divine providence is, whatever Hashem, the GPS that we all have in our life, it will always be for our best. Obviously, we make decisions will affect how the GPS will go. Whatever Hashem, the deck of cards that we're given, so to speak, it's always for our perfect best, exactly what we need at that moment. Now, if a person smokes, right? They'll hurt their body, and the Hashem will give the best. You know, if you do avedus, also, but wherever you're holding, based on your choices, Hashem will give you exactly what you need in the perfect, best way for you. And that's because why Hashem always give it for your best. Always, depending on where, right? Is lahativ hu aratzin hapnimi. The ultimate desire of Hashem in this world is to do good. V'aneshama l'kol ratzinus, and so to speak, the soul of all other desires, right? If you're a tzaddik in this world, tzaddik, the holy Jew, your desire is to do Hashem's ratzin, and everything you do will be that, around that fulcrum. Will be the catalyst, it will be the hechatimsa for everything a person does. Hashem's, so to speak, the fulcrum, the catalyst for everything else, is the desire to do good. From that comes the world in all the different colors, and all different light and dark, purity and impurity. It's all for Hashem's desire to do good, give us free will, opportunities, challenges, to allow us to be punished in this world, or rewarded. It's brought to say in service for a call, and this all stems Hashem's ultimate desire to do good. Nimsa shaha tava hi, to do good, and doing good is haraved raved, the will of wills. Haratzen, that desire just to give and to do good, to see below color sonnets, right? That causes everything else. That's not like everything wants to do is good. Right, there's some people who are so career oriented, everything's around their career. Right, there are mshugayim that run after ladies, and their whole life is everything else is doing is running about that. There are people who are all into health, and they're into that. Well, Hashem, everything revolves around his desire to give and to do good, so to speak. And the pu'uzusha tava. This idea of ultimate good. I mean, by ha'tava ha'mukav ha'pshut shilasof, it has no boundaries. Ha'rotzen ha'rishon, it's the ultimate desire why the world was created. Va'makor l'kol ma'isav, right? We live every second that this world exists. The exact amount of all the climate warriors around the world doesn't mean we can be responsible. But guess what? Hashem created the world exactly perfect. Just a little bit closer to the sun, we'd be toast. Just a little bit farther, we'd be ice cubes. Just a little bit too more oxygen, the world would be dangerous. Just a little more, carbon dioxide, we couldn't breathe. Like, yeah, don't worry, the world is exactly perfect. And every second, Hashem makes the world God's fine for all of us to live, right? Exactly perfect. I don't know. Someone said they'll be in Mars in the next 4 years. Right. But if you do go to Mars, which is perfect for Mars, we can't live there. Right? You can't live there. Hashem makes this world where we live perfect for us. And not just on multiple, in trillions of different ways, on how our body works and everything else. Perfect for us. So Hashem wants it to good, so it's without any boundaries. And even all the perfect and all of the desire of the good, we can't even understand today. It's only at the end we can see Hashem is Melech. And everything Hashem, so to speak, as we said, Elena is the king of the world, that you can see the divine providence. We say, after a person uses the bathroom, they say, Asher Yotzer. And we say, Galoy V'yadu, right? All of the miracles that Hashem does sort of first points out, Gala is what we know, and Yadu is what you know, Hashem. There's so many things about our body that we're just finding out now. We only have a sliver, right? We don't even begin to understand the brain. Scratch the surface of human understanding with how the brain functions, right? Here's this organ, which you can have people with IQs, building all kinds of things, doing all kinds of things, being left brain, being right brain, so to speak, in the common vernacular, right? A million things and how the brain works and gets that information, this organ. There's all kinds of miracles we're unaware of. And not just in the human body, it's throughout the world. And all of the history of the world, all the divine providence of the world, what could be happening, should be happening. And the Aziskab in the future, when it's Hashem's Melech, it will not only be manifested everything we can see all the good, The tzaddikim yoishvin, the righteous will be around Hashem, so to speak, whatever that means, obviously not literally, and they'll be nenen, and they'll benefit from the light of Hashem. Lameinu, in our world today, 5785 of the Jewish calendar, it's not shayach, it's efshar, it's not feasible, it's not possible. You really can't fully understand the grasp. If you look at the world, there's so many issues, so many challenges. Just today, I saw a person looking depressed. Mamasha, usually a cheery person, so I stopped his friend. And I asked him, like, what's with your friend? I've been looking at him, he's not a happy camper, you know. So he told me three reasons why he's, you know, this is a normal person. He's been very sad, depressed. It was probably, I don't know, call him clinically depressed, but certainly depressed. And some other legitimate reasons, but not to be depressed. But if you're him, this individual, why are you depressed? Because you can't see the good. Right? You can't feel it. If he knew this guy, who's generally a happy-go-lucky guy, if he'd be able to be cognizant and have a clarity in the good, right? Of course he wouldn't be depressed. Nobody would be depressed. He'd be deliriously happy. He would realize how all these three things that happened to him are exactly what he needs. Exactly what he needs. So, but in this world, very often, it's very hard to see that Hashem always giving it to Neshama, and not only that, everything else in this world is all in the good, right? The hardest topics, the Holocaust of the world, it's depressing, and it should be depressing to us today. You know, but if we understand a more broad view, all those neshamas, those children, are in a better place today, and the world would have been worse. How I understand that, again, it's not a topic right now, but even the most crazy, the most surreal type things, if we would truly understand, Hashem only wants to give good. And we can't see it in this world. When you look at the Holocaust or human tragedy, children, whatever it may be, or more like this guy today had some, you know, gut punches to the stomach. And many of us, you know, over the year will have some form of gut punch for our best. It's hard to see that. And it's hard to appreciate that. But if we'd really understand it and be cognizant and aware of it and have... We'd see, I would be so happy for that gut punch. It would be so amazing, so to speak. Amna b'Shabbos. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. U'kmo b'olam haba. Just like in the world to come. Shusulam, it's the ladder. Shal aliyas l'gila ha'toyiv ha'amiti. Which reveals all of the ultimate good from Hashem. Oid v'oid, right? Olam haba is not static. The person gets to a level, and higher and higher levels, higher levels, and closer to Hashem, because Hashem is eternal and omnipotent. And as we can go up level for level for eternity and never stop. V'chidish achar chidish, more understanding. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. We start Friday night, and as Shabbos goes, we should be steiging, growing higher and higher and higher. Shall we get to mincha, this apex, acme, right, pinnacle of Shabbos? Huzman shall be kias ha'arish shall haba. That's when we're breaking through to the taste of the world to call mamish batmusa. Begar shemein at Rav called Ravim, the will of wills, who ace rotzayin. In our world, there's no better time to daven, no more auspicious time to connect to Hashem than mincha shal shuris time of Shabbos. It's very, very, very important to daven. Very, very important to steig in your davening. Mincha Shabbos, sing shal shuris to be mitzdabik to Hashem. As we say, by mincha, by laning, the only time I say it's funny, tefillah silecha is fashion. This tefillah by Rav and Rav Hashem only wants to give us good. We can be tapped into that. It's the eighth ratzon, the hafik ratzon ma Hashem. Kol mishal aseinu l'kol yimei ha'maisa. Hashem give us all our desires for all of our days. It's to shoot. Only come and be with peace. That's the power of Shabbos, which reaches its pinnacle. Rava, the will of wills on Mincha on Shabbos, Shuris on Shabbos. The next few weeks, by the way, this next, you know, we have Shabbos Gadol, we have Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach on Shabbos. How much more so we should be able to take advantage, especially now that we have a deeper understanding of how Shabbos goes and how it's literally a build-up effect, which climaxes on Mincha and Shabbos. Instead of running out from Shabbos, savor it, take advantage of it, utilize it. It should be a schus for us to tap into Hashem's ultimate desire, and that's to give us only good.